We're joined here by Melissa Hill up at Mercer, the Lady Cardinals. I know Coach is excited about this. She was saying it's one thing to sit there and practice every day, either before school or after school when school gets underway. But girls want to play games, and they're going to get a chance. I think there's maybe a little bit of rain here and there in the forecast. I don't know if it's going to be a washout the next 3 days, but Coach, you probably got your toes crossed, fingers crossed, because you got three games over the next 3 nights, and Lady Cardinals, they want some game action.
They do. They are super excited, ready for their home opener tonight against Putnam. It's definitely one thing to practice day in and day out, and definitely foresee some games ahead. So when you can look to the schedule this week and see a game on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's far more exciting than seeing a week full of practices.
What do you have as far as numbers and ability this year, Coach? What does the team look like?
So this year we are standing right now at 13 girls. So we've got a pretty good group, a solid group of girls who have played together for a nice handful of years. So that time together and that experience together during the fall ball season, and a good handful of them just competitively out of season during the summer and during the spring and their travel ball seasons has definitely helped. Four solid, strong seniors definitely makes for a great year this year. A little bump in the road, obviously, for next year, but super excited about what they bring to the table this year for the team.
Just from an overall standpoint, Coach, and I know this is just kind of an open-ended question, but in order to make improvement, whatever improvement would indicate record-wise or just level of play-wise, what are you looking for from the girls to take that next step in a good direction this year?
You know, when we look, we've already had those discussions this year, and so we've been, we had a pretty decent summer together, and the majority, probably 11 out of the 13 girls, played together this summer, and, you know, the summer was definitely a great summer offensively, a little shaky defensively, so that's definitely been something we've been talking about and honing in on practice and making sure that, you know, defense is just improving with every single practice, and offensively, we just become more and more aggressive at the plate. And, you know, I would say probably in terms of a focal point, just definitely honing in on improving the defense with every practice and every game.
Mindset-wise, because, you know, you can put your anybody who's listening to this interview, it's more fun to swing the bat than play the field, at least I would guess for 95% of the kids that go out for softball. But missing a play defensively could hurt your team a lot more than striking out at the plate.
Correct. And it's just finding those defensive moments where you know overall they're a pretty solid group, a solid group of girls, and their minds tend to be in the right place the majority of the time. But just making sure when those moments do occur, especially when you are playing your more competitive teams, just making sure that their mindset's in the right place and knowing that, you know, those defensive errors, as much as we want those to be few and far between, they are going to occur and they are going to happen. So making sure, you know, as my husband and my assistant coach says, he says all the time, you know, you have to have a short-term memory. So it's going to happen and you have to be able to forget it and move on so we're not continuing to roll over those errors as that could happen if you don't have a short-term memory.
It's the mindset that I have with things. You know, there's so many things that, you know, you can get irritated. You know, certainly that's understandable. But once something's been done, you're not changing it at that point. So you got to figure out how to get out of the hole at that point.
Correct. Definitely have that short-term memory. Let it go. It's happened. It's occurred. You can't take it back. No one else is going to take it back for you. So you can either continue to let those moments happen, or you can learn from it and move on.
If you look at, and I think anybody in Northern Missouri who follows fast pitch softball, maybe the last 20 years, you'd say who's had the best success, it might be Trenton. But if you look at the last 30 years, going back to the early 90s, it's Putnam County. So, you know, as far as a team that has girls that know what they're doing, they have tradition, they expect to win, you're getting it all coming into your place tonight, Coach. And I know they graduated some people, but as we talked about off the air, that's going to be a tough team that you open the season with.
It is. It's definitely a tough opener. However, you know, the girls are excited about it. They would much rather find themselves in a situation where they're playing the more competitive teams and seeing where they actually do stand and where they are at offensively, where they are at defensively, how they compare to those teams that they consider the elite teams, how they match up with those teams, and what they do well and what they need to work on, and leave the game going, you know, this went really well, this went really great, and then here are some areas and some things that we need to work and grow on.
Who are going to be some of your top hitters, Coach? A pretty balanced lineup, or do you have some girls who are kind of stepping forward and saying, okay, you know, if we need a big hit, there's going to be somebody that we'd like to see at the plate at that moment?
You know, I think offensively as a team, we do really well. So we have girls offensively that can slap and who can bunt and can lay things down, and we have some power hitters. I'm definitely super excited about some of the underclassmen this year and what they can do. Just offensively, some things. When I look to some of the freshmen last year who are making some great strides as sophomores this year, Maddie Fisher does a great job at the bat. Bailey Houck, she's a sophomore this year. She's offensively coming around and doing a great job. So just some of those underclassmen getting a chance to showcase some of those skills a little bit more than maybe per se what they did last year. So.
Home game tomorrow with East Harrison. You go to Grundy on Wednesday. Is that game going to be at Galt or Newtown?
That is right now the schedule I have says Galt.
Okay, so yeah, that would early in the season that would make sense to me anyway.
Yeah.
As far as you know, your district matchups and who is in your district, that all came out last week, and no surprise here. Mercer and Princeton in the same district, both are Class 1. Yeah, I'm putting myself in your shoes a little bit, Coach, but as much as Princeton has really controlled this district for the last 4 or 5 years, are they, especially being 8 miles down the road, are they the ones who say, we want to do anything in postseason, we got to find a way to beat those girls wearing blue?
They are definitely the ones that, they're definitely the team to beat. Our girls, they have so much going for them in terms of on the field and off the field. A lot of those girls find themselves hanging out as friends socially and this and that. It's the one game of the year, even if we see them maybe like in the George Gerlach tournament and see them multiple times or a couple of times before district. It's probably the game of the season that is the head case game to get through. So both teams do a great job defensively. Both do a great job offensively. It really is the game to see who shows up mentally and doesn't let the mental frustrations get to them.
That is the head coach up at Mercer, Melissa Hill. Coach, good luck with the season starting tonight. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.